From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Fall Home Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Good morning. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was the Pink Floyd classic Time, performed by Green Sky Bluegrass. And we're featuring that song this weekend because the Charleston Bluegrass Festival is happening this weekend. And Green Sky Bluegrass was one of the performers at the Charleston Bluegrass Festival last year, and they closed out the show. They were the headliner, and unfortunately, they didn't play Time. That's like their biggest song, and there were some. I know my wife and I were disappointed, but I don't know if anybody else was. Probably because it's a great version, and why not play what the audience wants, right? In addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Paige Taylor. Well, in addition to our radio show talking about a home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every February. And by the way, we are already taking applications, and we're about a third of the way sold out for the Charleston Home and Design Show for February 2024. So if you own a home-related company that caters to affluent homeowners, and you'd like to be part of the 2024 show, you definitely want to reach out to Charleston Home and Design Magazine about that. Today's radio show, we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be finishing up our coverage of the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happened about six weekends ago. We've got one of our final seminars that we're going to be playing today, Bathroom 101. With Charleston Backsplash, and they always put on a great seminar. So listen in. I'm sure you will pick up some great tips, things that you might not have known otherwise. We've also got vendor interviews from the show with Mosquito Joe, Mount Pleasant Kitchen and Bath, Powell Roofing, Rhino Shield, T-Mobile, Top Tier Home Improvement, Advanced Water Systems, and HLG Growers. Well, we are, if you have not picked up the latest issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, this is our winter issue. It's been out for a couple months now, going on 3 months, and it's about to go away. Our spring issue is going to be coming out the first week in April. So if you have not had a chance to pick up the winter issue of winter 2023 issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, you better get your hands on a copy. You can pick them up in just about any home-related showroom throughout the Charleston area, like Melser Tile in North Charleston, or William Smith Fireplaces, also in North Charleston. You can go to GDC in Mount Pleasant or West Ashley, or Stephen Shell Living in Mount Pleasant. We make it very easy to find Charleston Home and Design magazine, and we want everyone to get a copy. And you can also, of course, purchase it if you wanted to get a paid subscription, or you can just stop by one of the locations. You can also find all the different locations throughout the Charleston area on our website, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. But it's our big kitchen issue. So if you have a kitchen project in your future, you really ought to try to get your hands on a copy of our winter issue, which, like I said, will be going away in about a week or so. And it's got the Aaliyah Bosworth, the stylist, co-founder, and former fashion editor, on the cover, and you can pick that up. And then our issue coming out in about a week to 10 days is our big bathroom feature, a big bathroom issue. So make sure to make plans in about 10 days to pick up the new issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine, and have a great weekend.
Well, welcome to Bathroom Remodeling 101 with Matt Middlebrook of Charleston Backsplash, though they do far more than just backsplashes. Hello. How are you?
Hey, thanks, Michaela. Yeah, I am Matt Middlebrook, Charleston Backsplash, and we predominantly do tile, but as part of that tile process, we also do kitchens and baths and a lot of other things. So
I think a big thing for people is, well, it's either their kitchen or their bathroom that they start with when they remodel anything. You know, they're your most used domains, I guess.
Yeah, and it's the ones that can generate the most value for your home.
Right.
You spend a lot of time in both areas.
Absolutely. How do you establish a budget for either one? And where do you put your money when you're planning your remodeling budget?
Most people start with the kitchen.
Yeah.
That can be the biggest budget item in your home, for sure. And it is difficult because there are so many choices, so many selections that you need to think about. It's best to start with an overall design, color choices, textures, and work with a designer. A lot of times that's the best way to do it. We work with designers all the time, and they give us some great ideas, and then we challenge them too. A lot of times the designers don't know what is possible.
Right.
And we have been very fortunate in our careers. We've got some guys that are really good artists, so they can do some spectacular tile work, as well as the coordination with colorful cabinets. Everybody's kind of stepping away from the wood look from the 90s and getting into really some interesting colors of cabinets, interesting designs, very clean looks. I encourage people to really take a look at trying to, maybe when you do your countertops, keep it simple and get something really cool and interesting for a backsplash. When I've seen it, when we've done it, it looks really good. I've seen a lot of people go out and get really expensive, crazy design, or crazy colorful marble. It looks beautiful, but then you end up with a white backsplash because it's just overwhelming.
Yeah. Right. As far as marble goes in a bathroom, and maybe I'm wrong, I wouldn't think to use marble in a bathroom, maybe just because I'm a little messy with my stuff. I feel like I would stain it or like burn it with a curling iron. Because you can't, I did it at my mom's house once. I burned the marble.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
marble's very hard to burn.
What's an alternative surface?
Quartz.
Or maybe it wasn't, maybe it wasn't marble.
More than likely it was quartz. And keep that in mind that quartz is mostly epoxy.
Okay.
It's manufactured and
what does that mean?
It's plastic.
Okay.
It is a manufactured product. And it doesn't withstand heat very well. But it is very stain resistant. So like for a kitchen, it is very useful because it doesn't hold like a wine stain.
Okay.
It's not a porous material like marble or natural stone. But it is something that if you set a hot pan on it, it could discolor.
Are there any tips you have when planning a bathroom remodel specifically? Any, like the ideal client, what homework have they already done before they've called you?
You know, hopefully they've got a chance to check their bank account. That's a good one. Because it is an arduous process. And especially, you know, we've done rework of, you know, like a Lennar home that's only 3 years old and found a lot of issues with the construction. And that it's unknown at the time because it's hidden. But you start pulling back the pretty parts, and you get to the structure, and you start realizing that there's issues.
So
there can be surprises
for some wiggle room in your budget.
What's that?
You should plan
a little wiggle room. Yeah, it can happen. Okay. It can happen. The other thing I would say is, you know, if you can work with a designer, but go in with a pretty good idea of your color scheme and what you feel comfortable with, and especially you've got to make the choice, do I use my kitchen or do I not? It makes a big difference in the design you end up with. I like to cook, and so there's a lot of design decisions that I make that are more functional, and so spend the budget on the things that are functional rather than on pretty stuff that is likely going to get broken or stained.
Yeah. Right. Well, I would probably splurge in my bathroom. We wrote an article on a project that they did, and I think it was in the Old Village, right?
Yeah.
Where it was the most high-tech bathroom I'd ever seen. The tile on the ground was heated. I think there was like a steam sauna in the shower.
Right.
And then there was like a backlit vanity, this gorgeous glass shower.
Yeah.
Can we talk about, I think that was like the most trendy bathroom. With a style that will last, I think.
Yeah.
Can you just walk us through that?
Yeah, that was
we've got some photos.
Yeah, we got some photos.
Look at them.
Too. Yeah. So we've done a couple of them. The one that you're talking about, that's one thing that is really a cool feature is a heated floor, especially in a bathroom. It makes a tremendous difference. You get out of the shower, you get a nice toasty floor. It is really, really nice, especially, believe it or not, in the summertime. Your air conditioner is running full blast, and that stone can get pretty cold. And so just a little bit of heat first thing in the morning, and they're programmable, so they can shut off after you're gone. But it's a really, really nice feature. But you have to think of that before,
right,
before you make your selections.
Yeah. Quick change order on, for sure.
Absolutely. I think one of the bathrooms you got picked up on the slides is one where we did a matched wall all the way across with a porcelain ceramic.
Yeah.
And
was that the one, the hand-cut
tile? Yeah,
that's
the one. That's
okay.
The one. That was really great because we actually took the porcelain and matched it. We laid it all out in the front lawn on plywood.
So it looks like it's one.
So it looks
slab.
Like it's all
nice.
Cut out of one piece of stone.
Oh wow!
So
and that's
yeah,
all porcelain
slick.
On
that's
the floor
all porcelain.
And on the wall.
Yeah.
Nice. Is it? What's the finish on it?
It's. You know, she wanted a gloss finish.
Okay.
Now I will say, for in a bathroom, picking the finish is pretty critical, and so a polished floor, stone, marble, or porcelain, ceramic in a high gloss can be kind of dangerous.
Slippery,
it's a little wet and makes it slippery. But you get a great shine. So, this customer was going to put rugs down. And so, it wasn't going to be a concern for her. So, it turned out gorgeous. It was really, really a nice project.
What are the different, I guess, surface? So, is the honed considered just matte? There's gloss, semi-gloss?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can change that up. And, you know, if you work with a designer, they're going to work with the manufacturers. And a lot of times, those manufacturers have different gloss levels. And that's one of the things, you know, it's kind of color and texture. are the, some of the decisions you need to make.
And I guess where light hits in your bathroom.
Exactly. The walls are, you can leave the floor matte and then gloss on the walls, and it's a spectacular look.
Yeah.
And that's typically what we see.
So see what else we have in this cool project.
That was a three-panel shower.
Yeah, the
it turned out great.
Curbless? Yeah. What do they call it? Seamless?
Yes. Yeah, curbless. We did. We do some curbless. It's wonderful for easy entry.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit more difficult when you're using glass doors because it's hard to get a good seal.
Okay.
And because as that door swings open, you end up dragging water with it. It's just something to be. And you have to plan that because a lot of times we'll actually have to sink into the existing floor, so we actually have to cut away joists.
Okay.
It's a more expensive option, but you know, if you really want that zero entry, or you've got physical limitations,
right.
It's a great.
So it's good for that. What do they call it when it's like? Is it a wet room?
Yeah.
Kind of like the entire floor. There's like a drain.
Exactly.
Room.
Yeah. Yeah, we've done some great wet rooms. We've done half wet rooms, half the bathroom. You know, having the tub and then the shower with no glass. Yeah, it's a great look. It's really cool. Yeah.
We look back at. I want to see that bathroom again.
Yeah, that was a kitchen we did that turned out great.
That was a hand cut tile, right? So it was all textured and.
Yeah, that kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was. We went floor to ceiling on that.
In the audience, do we have more kitchen or bathroom remodelers?
Yeah.
Bathroom. Thumbs up for like more bathroom stuff. Oh, I love it. Okay, are you starting? Are you in the middle of the process? Have you started the process? Yes or no? Have not started. Okay.
What's holding you back?
Money. So let's talk affordable.
Don't be ashamed.
You have a question? And I'll. How far?
It depends. So for like just doing a kitchen backsplash or bathroom, bathrooms run us about 6 weeks to get started, and that's when you know all the selections. And it's not so much our scheduling, it is the raw materials. That's been a challenge the last few months.
I have a question. So say I have tile ready to go, and I'm like, hey, I just ordered all this tile, I've just been sitting on it.
Yeah.
Can you work with that, or does that make it a quicker process?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Typically what we do is we do that first consultation, and we do all that measurement, we help with the design, because we want to also do the selection of the amount of material it's going to take.
Right.
It is dependent on the area, the layout, and the type of material you're using. How much is going to be scrap?
Right. How much of it? I mean, I assume things get broken and you're having to cut things in half, and sometimes things chip. How much like extra tile do you need to plan on buying?
Yeah. So it is very dependent.
For, like, the inevitable.
Yeah, you can imagine if you have a simple subway, like a 3x6.
Like horizontal.
Yeah, like a wainscot.
Okay.
We can get away with like a 5% scrap rate.
Okay.
If you are doing a lot of edges, or if you have like a mosaic, especially a mosaic that has a manufacturer's match, where it only goes in a certain pattern, it can go as high as 30% scrap. Natural stone has more scrap. That's just because when we pull it out of the box, if we see something that really doesn't go with the rest, you'll see imperfections. Most of the time, you can incorporate that, and that's what part of what makes natural stone so pretty, are those natural imperfections. It's kind of like a leather jacket. But at the same time, you can get some real strange things, or you can get cracks that are just part of the stone that the manufacturer missed. And we know that once they're installed, they'd be very fragile, or they would just collect biology.
Okay.
Get funky.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That made me think about when you're talking about inspecting the tiles before starting a project, the bathroom we're looking at on the screen here, you had mentioned how you laid out all of the tile beforehand to kind of match it up. Would it look bad if you just installed the tile without doing that?
It's extra time to do that, and that was specific because of that type of tile and what the customer wanted. And so that did take a little extra scrap if we had a piece that really didn't match. But in the case of this one, it would have looked fine in a random pattern. Okay. We do it all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, do it all the time.
Any other questions? I'm happy to bring the mic to you guys. I have to beware of the speakers. So if you maybe just want to come to the right here.
So I'm thinking budget friendly and resale value. I have two questions. Would you recommend a tub or a stand-up shower? And would you recommend natural products or more of these like acrylic products for the bathroom?
You know, not to disparage the other suppliers here, obviously I'm very biased towards tile. It, I think, looks better, has a more, I guess it looks more valuable. And at the end of the day, it's almost the same price. They can do it quickly. For us, you've got to pick out, we've got quite a bit of work to do. We're going to be there, you know, if you're just doing a shower, we're going to be there a week. They're going to be there a day. So that's kind of the trade-off. For resale value, I think using tile is going to really be more advantageous. That's my personal opinion. You might want to check with a realtor.
Oh, I'm not a tile expert, but I do know. I'll get your question in 2 seconds before I forget. Someone mentioned something about no matter how many bathrooms you renovate in your home, make sure you at least have one tub. For resale value, a lot of people are ripping out their tubs, which, because we're not using a tub, but, you know, people need tubs still, and they will be reluctant to buy your home if there's not at least one, so do, like, the upstairs bathroom with a tub if you're going to take one out of your master. So, helpful tip, I think.
Yeah, that's a really good point, is leave a tub, but a lot of times people are taking out the fiberglass insert and swapping that out with a full shower. Like in a guest bathroom, it seems to work better. But also, you might want to think about if your house has got a great backyard in a really good school district. You might want to think that leave that tub in because there's going to be parents that are going to want to be able to bathe their child on that floor. It's really very dependent. But what we see most often is people taking out that guest fiberglass insert and replacing it with a full shower. Yeah.
We had another question. Can you just talk about the upkeep of tile and what it described the cleaning process of that? Because if you don't clean it, it can get really gross.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I do, because I'm lazy.
Okay.
Is I keep a bottle of bleach solution.
That's like...
Or
people don't like to use bleach. Is there an alternative?
Yes, there is an alternative.
Okay.
The other one I use probably more often is the Oxy products.
Okay.
They don't have the odors, and they do just as well as in disinfecting. And practically, I use those more often. It's just kind of your personal preference.
Can you use Comet?
I don't really recommend using any kind of abrasive on tile.
Why is that?
Because you can scratch it.
Okay.
The stuff in those kind of cleaners has a pretty aggressive...
Acrylic types and stuff like that.
What I find works the best is the Magic Eraser.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
We use it all the time. You know, when we're doing our final clean, we use the Magic Eraser all the time.
Nice.
Yeah, great product. And it really has that bite that you can use to take off those stubborn stains. Yeah, that's really well.
Even with the
Oxy. Even with the grout.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. That was about 3 weeks. We had to, first it was totally gutted. And then everything, you can imagine, everything, all of our gray work was nearly 100% of the bathroom. We ended up moving the water closet wall in. It was doing that kind of a match with across all of those walls. And if you walk into the room, the grout lines go, they're all lined up. And the amount of planning and layout that takes and effort is significant, but the results are incredible. Yeah.
What's the price?
Yeah, that was probably about $28,000.
I'll come down here.
It was, like I said, it was gutted. And she put in a pretty expensive tub, but it's gorgeous. It really, really looked great. Now, we had to move a lot of plumbing. She put in, that shower has 6 heads and 2 controllers. So, yeah, it was pretty intensive amount of plumbing. Like I said, we had to move the water closet, so there's quite a bit of plumbing moves that we had to do. Yeah. So, it was pretty extensive.
Can you save money yourself with demo, and do you recommend it? Personal demo. If you happen to be a little bit handy around the house?
Yeah, if you're a little bit handy, you can do the demo yourself. However, the demo is the most dangerous part of a project. When we are going into a project, we're working with our guys, we do the most planning on the demo side because of the danger involved. You got to make sure you have your PPE on. You got to make sure that you're not going to get into something that somebody installed that was lead paint, asbestos. You got to make sure that where you're going to take your refuse is going to take it and what you're bringing to that. So there's a lot of planning going into that. And the stuff is heavy that you're removing. So it's not that typically that much cost for us to do it. It's really not, it's not a large portion of the expense. Where you can save money is really planning well and having the selections done and being pretty solid in those selections.
I'm sorry.
Sorry,
So the project that you're showing, it roughly $28,000, is that materials and labor and everything all complete?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that is a porcelain product all through and through. It's it looks kind of like Carrara.
It's
marble.
Porcelain. Yeah.
But that's a cost savings then. Porcelain versus Carrara marble.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, to get Carrara in that format? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does. That's one of the appeals of that one, is you get the look. And you get, the other thing, too, is you get the easy care of porcelain. That one does not. Yeah, that one does not. That would have been great, but no, that's not.
As far as installation, do you have your own installers?
Yes. We have a pretty good team. We've got 25 guys that have been with us for a long time, since we started. And we use subcontractors for glass, for doing the shower. We use subcontractors for the solid surface for like the vanity tops. If you want to save your vanity and you just want to repaint it, we have a subcontractor that does that repainting. What's that? Yeah, we do that. So a little aside about us, we've got the tile company, we've got the HVAC and plumbing company, and then we've also got a construction company. And then we've got an envelope company where we do windows, doors, siding, all that stuff, waterproofing. We do that we do that because it allows us to absorb and move our people because there's seasonality. And so, well, one crew's, you know, we're really busy on bathrooms, and when that tails off seasonality-wise, we pick it back up with siding and windows. So, and the guys get like that because they get a chance to get more skill, and they're not bored with, they're not on their knees for weeks on end. Yeah.
We had another question in the back. So you'd mentioned it was a $28,000 bathroom remodel, the one we're looking at here with the porcelain. What was the separation of, what do you call it, product cost versus labor cost?
Ooh, that's a secret.
Okay, it's a secret. You pay for good work. Right?
Yeah, typically, yeah. You know, the selections can make a huge difference.
That is true. You can pick, like, a crappy tile, and if someone installs it well, it can look good.
Yeah.
Or you can spend a lot of money on your tile and pay for someone who doesn't have as much experience as Charleston Backsplash, and
it
won't
look
so good.
Yeah.
More questions?
I'm curious why everybody's here today.
Yeah.
Just bathroom.
Can I just, like, pass the mic around so people can ask questions? Does that sound fun? Yeah. Oh, dear. We just have to watch out for this.
On the porcelain slabs, is that a slab on the shower floor, or?
That's what you mean.
So she has a question about the shower floors. It looks to me like it's a hexagon tile of some sort, a mosaic tile. She's asking about the grout on the corners. What kind of tile, what kind of design it's laid in, what the grout looks like, what do the corners get caulked with?
Yeah, excellent question.
The seams.
So on this one, it's large format tile. It's a 12 by 24. That's why it's got that look. So on the walls, it's a 12 by 24. On the bathroom floor, it's a 12 by 24. Like I said before, it's getting all those grout lines to line up is quite the trick. And it sounds easy. Sounds like, well, you can just line it up. But you got to remember that most construction is not perfect. And so we had to make that perfect in order to make that. So all the walls, all the everything had to be square. Everything had to be plumb in order to make that work. In the shower floors, we love hexagon. It looks awesome. It's a great, and it gives us the opportunity to make a really good slope, which is, I think the last time I was here.
We did. We talked about where to place the drain. That's huge. Yeah, you can, like, really screw up your shower if you have the drain in the wrong place, if your shower can't dry completely in between cycles, right? Yeah.
Ventilation is key. Cleaning it is key, but you know, we get a lot of times the, you know, we'll be doing a backsplash, and the customer will say, hey, could you come take a look at my master shower? And I walk in, and I see the floor of the shower, and right around the drain of a tile shower that's been installed, it's all discolored, and they're like, you know, I've cleaned it, and it just keeps coming back, and I really have a trouble doing that. That is a problem that will not go away. No matter what you do, that will not go away because the shower was installed incorrectly. So we spend a lot of time getting the waterproofing correct and getting the drainage right underneath the tile. That gray work, that waterproofing work is really critical. And so when people say, can you just come in here and scrape out the grout and fix it? We don't. No, you got to take out the shower. There's no fix. People will tell you that they can take out the grout, but it will not fix the problem. Typically what has happened is while it was installed, either there was not enough slope or there's a dam kind of inadvertently created in that waterproofing. Right around the drain, and that just prevents just a little bit of water to gather there, and it will never drain, and it just creates a biology that you can never get rid of. Now, I will say we did work with a client that had a home built, and the home was built, unfortunately, before they had water in the construction phase. And so they were pulling water out of the marsh, basically, to mix with their grout or mix with their thinset. And so they basically inadvertently, or not unknowingly, instituted a bunch of biology.
Did they have a building permit for that?
What's that?
Did they have a building permit for that with no water?
I don't know why they didn't have water, but the funk in that shower was incredible, and it would never go away.
Does the type of water, like if I were to get the water softener in my shower, does that prevent some of the streakiness, like on a glass shower, or like the buildup and grout? Does that make it easier to clean your shower?
So there's two different things. If you've got surface water and you just leave streaks on your glass, yes, soft water will help tremendously. We usually don't have much problem around here. Most of the water around here in this area is already pretty soft because it's mostly surface water.
Okay.
But nonetheless, it still has some dissolved minerals in it, and you do get cloudy shower doors, that sort of thing. And so it's better just to have some cleaning solution, squeegee, and knock it down, keep it clean.
Just keep it in your shower.
There's not much you can do other than if you do have a water softener, that's great.
Yeah. Any more questions? We got about 10 more minutes with them up here.
Just a second.
Any other pictures? The internet is horrendous, but I'm happy to share a bunch with you. I actually think I recognize you from Pivotal Fitness. And you have two sons. They're so sweet. Mm-hmm. I know. We'll chat. I'll send you pictures. And get, you have your card? I'll write it down. This is Matt Middlebrook, again, with Charleston Backsplash. How can they get in touch with you? Want to just shout out your number?
Easy. Matt@charlestonbacksplash.com. Or just go to our website and pick up the chat. One of our people engages on that, and it's great.
They're also in our magazine. Pick one up before you leave.
Yeah.
We work very hard.
You had a question. I won't.
Do they have to buy the tile from you?
You don't have to buy all the tile from me. Actually, we work really closely with all of the retailers, probably more especially Melser Tile, just because we worked with them for 30 years, and they got a great selection. We know all the designers. They're great. And they can...
Plumbing, fixtures, glass doors.
We usually work with you on fixtures. And so we'll help with those selections. And we work typically with Moloffs. They're just down the street from us. And we've, again, known them for decades. So we have our favorites. Is there a place where you can look at them?
Yeah,
absolutely. So I mentioned Moloffs. They're right downtown on Bay Street. Ferguson's up on Rivers, or over on Rivers. They've got a great, you know, both of them have great displays. And I would suggest you do that rather than trying to pick something off of the internet, just because it's hard to see the real finishes and how it's going to look. And more importantly is the higher quality fixtures, it's more about the feel. So you can buy a low and inexpensive, or you can buy a inexpensive shower valve, for instance, and it looks beautiful, but it feels cheap compared to a high-end, obviously more expensive valve, but it's the difference in feel. That's just my opinion. But after installing a bunch of these, I know when I walk into a bathroom and I see that fixture, I know what it feels like, and it just feels great. And you use that shower every day, and it, to me, it's worth spending a little bit on that shower fixture just for that feel. Just you turn it on, it's smooth, you get great pressure control, great temperature control. My opinion. So, but you know, you got to work within your budget. And there's great looking fixtures, hard to do on the internet, really hard. So if you can get out to one of the plumbing showrooms, work with one of the salespeople there, give them an idea what you're looking for, but get a chance to feel it as well. Helps you in your decision. And they've got all kinds of finishes. So don't just think it's all got to be silver chrome. They got everything. So. What's that? Shower doors? You know, there's really not a very good display. Most of the stuff that you get at the big box stores, I would not use. Other than, you know, if I'm doing a flip house or something like that. Most of our stuff is custom. And so what you can do is you can do the selection on the hardware and choose the hardware that you like. And then the design that you like, that's something you can pick up off the internet to get an idea of, do I want to have a two-panel, you know, the corner shower? Do I want to have a, you know, if I've got a typical 3x5, do I want to have a sliding door? Do I want to have, you know, what do I want? I see a lot of static doors with wet rooms, so basically wet floor. So, you know, it's got the shower drain, but then it's got a center floor drain just in case there's any splash, but a static door, no moving parts, with open. So you walk into the shower, take a shower, and walk back out. I see that a lot more lately than mechanical hinges. Yeah. I think it's maybe what the designers are doing now, so we see a lot more. Anybody else doing? We talk about driveways, pool installation.
Your website pulled up.
Yeah. Yeah, so our claim to fame is really quality of installation. We've got guys that are have been trained by my business partner, Ron, who could not be here today. Unfortunately, he was training all week, so he's been on his knees all week. He's my age, and it hurts. So he's taking the day off to heal. So I'm able to be here with you guys. But it's real easy. CharlestonBacksplash.com. Give us a ring. Happy to help you with any of your project needs. I'll be around here for a little bit. If you want to stop by and talk to me or have any more questions, happy to talk to you. So, thank you very much.
Thanks,
appreciate
Matt.
It.
And thanks for all your participation.
Nice to meet you all.
That was exciting. Thanks, Al.
And now we're talking with Dan Danner. With Mosquito Joe. How you doing, Dan?
Doing all right. My name is Dan Danner. Yes, that is my real name. I'm the general manager for Mosquito Joe of Charleston. We're out here at the Home and Design Show, just letting people know what we're all about with the services that we offer, which is obviously to take care of their mosquitoes. And we also specialize in fleas and ticks.
Very good. And do you folks use foggers, or do you have a system with tubes that go off?
Okay. Well, we use mist blowers, which is basically a leaf blower with a liquid tank on it. We also do misting systems, is what you're describing. There's tubes all around the property. We can set those up for you. The chemical treatments are either synthetic or all natural, which is completely safe for the bees, the pollinators, and the butterflies, which is important for the environment. The things that we use are always safe for all mammals and whatnot, for dogs, you know, children especially like that. Whenever there's a situation, if you have a child that's highly allergic to certain things, we always recommend that all natural routes. That way it's safer for the kids and things like that. We also use larvicides to search for sources to find out if any mosquitoes are laying any kind of eggs that will kill off so they don't become adults. The biggest thing is to always make sure you take care of sources first.
Gotcha. And when you're using a system that's around a marsh or any kind of water, is there anything that you do to... because of that sensitive area?
Yes, when it comes to issues like that, the regulations are very specific about that kind of stuff. There's a certain amount of feet you can use that you can't go near the water, but also at the same time, then you want to use more natural ingredients for those kinds of situations.
And how can folks get more information?
They get more information by just going to mosquitojoe.com, looking up for the Charleston branch.
All right, great. We've been talking to Dan Danner with Mosquito Joe. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you so much. All right.
Now we're talking with Johnny Barrett
with Mount Pleasant Kitchen and Bath. How you doing, Johnny?
Doing pretty good. About yourself?
Good, good. You got a great display here at prime location. I've been seeing, this is my first chance I've had been able to come over here. You've had homeowners surrounding your display the whole weekend. What are you talking to them about?
Oh, redoing kitchens, obviously. We're doing great here. We got the builder, we got the architects, we've actually had interior designers stop by. A lot of homeowners has come by so far, and we've done real well with talking them through. Yeah.
Nice. And what is it that makes Mount Pleasant Kitchen and Bath unique? What are you most proud of?
I think the biggest thing for us is just being able to get one-stop shopping done. We can get the install, all the cabinetry, the delivery, all the design work done. So from start to finish, you've got us.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Mount Pleasant Kitchen and Bath?
You can go online, go to our website at mountpleasantkitchenandbath.com, or you can call us at 843-901-2506.
Very good. We've been talking to Johnny Bryant Barrett with Mount Pleasant Kitchen and Bath. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with Leanne with Powell Roofing. How you doing, Leanne?
I'm doing pretty good today.
Good, good. Well, thanks for being here at the Charleston Home and Design Show, and thanks for being a sponsor as well. So, Leanne, what are you talking to homeowners about this weekend?
We're just talking about shingles and the Landmark Pro shingles. They are our top shelf shingle. We do them at the same price as we do normal shingles, and they are Category 3 hurricane certified.
Very good. And I interviewed the owner, James Powell, a few weeks ago, and he told me about quite a few other products and services that Powell Roofing can help homeowners with, right?
Yes, sir. We do roofing, windows, siding, and gutters.
Excellent. Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Powell Roofing?
They can give me a call at the office, and I will set them up with an estimate. All our estimates are free. James will come out and do the estimate for them, and then we'll get them the estimate that same day.
Very good. Well, we've been talking to Leanne with Powell Roofing, and special thanks to Powell Roofing for being one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. Thanks so much.
Thank you, sir. You have a great day.
You too. Now we're talking with Chase with Rhino Shield and Atlantic Resurfacing. How you doing, Chase?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good. What have you been talking to homeowners about this weekend?
Just people that want to get their garage floor patio. I mean, if they want to get the best floor coating on that, and then with their house for Rhino Shield, if you want to get the best paint. It's not paint, actually.
It's a ceramic coating, right?
Ceramic coating. It's called elastomeric. It's a bunch of weird words, but yeah.
Gotcha. Good deal. And this is kind of a combination booth. Do you know much about Atlantic Resurfacing, dock, and deck coatings?
Me personally, I do not, but Bo can tell you all about that, and if you want to talk to him. But I know that's the best option for deck coating. It seals up all cracks, and then it's very rust repellent. Like, nothing's going to get through that.
Right. Yeah, and instead of replacing those old deck boards, you can rejuvenate them with the Atlantic Resurfacing. Well, very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Atlantic Resurfacing and Rhino Shield?
You can call us at 843-884-1992 or go online at rhinoshieldsc.com.
All right, very good. Thanks, Chase.
Thank you, sir.
Here, you don't want to do it. You have a snow. And now we're talking with Brianne Earl with T-Mobile here at the Charleston Home and Design Show. How you doing, Brianne?
Great. How are you?
Good, good. What are you talking to homeowners about this weekend?
Today we're out here promoting our two-week free trial on our T-Mobile home internet. It's no contract, no money up front, and you get a two-week free trial to completely try it out, see if it works for you and your home.
Excellent, excellent. And is this,
What is this, like a high-speed internet?
It is. It's high-speed internet for your house. Plugs in. I tell everybody it's just like your toaster at home. You can plug it into any wall outlet for you. It's only $50 a month for you, too, which is a great price.
Gotcha. And what are people usually replacing when they go with the T-Mobile internet?
So a lot of our customers right now are replacing their home internet that they have either through AT&T, Comcast, Infinity, looking to cut the cords there and have no contract, be able to take this mobile with them and move all over.
Nice. How can folks get more information?
They can stop at our T-Mobile booth, or if they'd like to, they can go to T-Mobile.com/home internet.
All right, great. We've been talking to Brianne Earle with T-Mobile. Thank you.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with Corey with Top Tier Home Improvement. How you doing, Corey?
Good. How about yourself?
Good, good. What you been talking to homeowners about? What kind of projects you've been talking to homeowners about this weekend?
This weekend has been a little bit of everything. I mean, we've been talking about replacement windows, siding, gutters, and some roofing projects.
Very good. And top tier, what are some of the services that you folks offer?
So we really specialize on maintenance-free and energy-efficient products. We do that through our replacement windows, our gutter systems, you know, with our patented leaf blocker product that we make right here in Charleston, you know, our energy efficient and maintenance free siding, as well as soffit fascia and roofing.
Very good. And how can folks get more information about Top Tier Home Improvement?
You can always find us on the web at toptiercharleston.com, or you can always give us a shout at 843-847-6471.
And how'd you get that name, Top Tier Home Improvement?
I just decided, you know, if you're going to be the best, you need to have a good name, and we always try and give people top tier service, so the name just kind of fits for us.
Very good. We've been talking to Corey with Top Tier Home Improvement here at the Charleston Home and Design Show. Thanks so much, Corey.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with Mark Latini with Advanced Water Systems. How you doing, Mark?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, good. Mark, take a moment and tell everyone about Advanced Water Systems.
We do a lot of water treatment systems. We've been in business since 87, and we've now got about 13 to 14 locations across the East Coast and all the way up into Denver, Colorado.
Very good. And why should what's wrong with tap water? Why does a homeowner need a water filtration system or a water softener installed or reverse osmosis installed in their home?
That's a good question. I have a lot of customers that say they'll get dry skin or their hair feels very brittle after showers, along with noticing different stuff going on through the house, whether it's black mucus looking stuff or orange slimy stuff coming out of their fixtures or their faucets or on their showers. We have equipment that treats all of it and makes the overall quality of the water, not just for your body, but for the health of your house, whether it comes to water heaters, washing machines, dishwashers, refrigerators. We just have a system that's right for everybody that treats anything that you could possibly have going on with your water.
And having a water filtration system in your home will help your appliances. You'll be able to keep them longer, extend their life longer, right?
That is true. We have traditionally tankless water heaters they recommend, or even traditional water heaters they recommend to flush annually or descale annually. I've had a few customers that have gone 5 or 6 years with the tankless systems, and they flushed their descaled their tankless systems, and the plumbers or whoever they have doing it for them have told them they've never seen a inside of a water heater so clean their whole career.
Well, that's great. Well, I'll give my own personal reason why someone needs a water softener or reverse osmosis system or water filtration system in general. City water comes from the Edisto River, and so just think about that. You know, the water that eventually comes through your tap starts in the Edisto River. Then it's treated, of course, but then it goes through all those miles of pipes that maybe are aging, getting a little older,
until it eventually reaches your home. And if you don't have a water filtration system, you're basically vulnerable, right?
Correct. On a scale, they say about half the contaminants that enter the water from their plant to your home come from the fittings, the old fittings and pipes leading from their plants to your home.
Well, how can folks get more information about Advanced Water Systems?
You can find us online. Our company name is Advanced Water Systems. Our product is Kinetico Water Systems. We have Google, we have Facebook, and we have a lot of third-party groups that recommend us as well.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking to Mark Latini with Advanced Water Systems. Thanks so much, Mark.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with Daniel Teague with HLG Growers. How you doing, Daniel?
Doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Good, good. What have you been talking to homeowners about this weekend?
So right now we're talking about preparation for spring, maybe setting up fertilizing schedules, that sort of thing, pruning and trimming of shrubs, and also installing irrigation, because right now is kind of the prime time to be doing that. You're gearing up for summer. It's going to get hot, might be a little bit drier, so you just want to make sure you have everything in place to make sure your plants succeed.
Very good, very good. And HLG Growers, you folks have two displays. What do you have in those displays?
So we have a variety of plants that do well here in the Lowcountry in these displays. And we've also got some information displayed about what our company offers and all the services that we provide.
And how can folks get more information about HLG?
So folks can visit our Facebook page. Just look up HLG Growers on Facebook, or they can find us on our website at hlggrowerscarolina.com.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking to Daniel Teague with HLG Growers, and thanks so much for being at the show.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured in today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in again next week.